Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and it is commonly called Good Shepherd Sunday. The assigned fourth Sunday gospel reading for the three cycles all would come from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Last year, year C, the focus was on the sheep. Next year, year B, the focus will be on the shepherd. And this year, year A, the focus is on the door to the sheepfold, which we will reflect on today. In the gospel, Jesus said, "I am the door." Now, in order to understand this statement more fully, we go back to Palestine during the time of Jesus. Shepherds then usually brought their sheep down from the hills at night to their pens called sheepfolds. These had walls made of rocks about 5 feet high, and on top of the walls were prickly branches like our barbed wire today. The enclosure afforded protection from the wild animals. Now, the door of the sheepfold was about 2 feet wide. It was like one small gap in the wall with a door to close it. But what is happening here is that there was really no door. There was no wooden or iron door to close the gap. But at night, the shepherd himself would sleep there in the small opening of the rock by the fire with his rod and his staff. If any wild animal would come, the shepherd would fight it off with his short stocky rod or his long pointed staff. So actually, the shepherd himself was the door. So goes the saying, "Over my dead body." Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Here Jesus is saying literally that he himself is the door. So that when we speak of the door, we are actually talking about Jesus himself. Now I would like to draw out the three ways of looking at Jesus as the door that are suggested by the gospel reading. The first way is that Jesus is the door and he is a talking door. A door with a familiar voice that calls and invites us by name. As the gospel reading puts it, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. You remember such familiar incidents over the phone when your bank or health insurance or prescription drug carrier would ask you to identify yourself. They would ask for your what? They would ask for the last 4 digits of your social security number or your account number or your phone number or your zip code number. Sometimes we wonder if anyone really knows us except our number. But it is comforting to hear the gospel reading tell us that Jesus, the door with a voice, is calling us by name. Jesus knows each one of us, our needs, our lights and shadows. And our main response to this is to listen to His voice and to distinguish His voice among other voices and then His call. Second way of looking at Jesus as the door is Jesus is the door into. He is not just a door among many, but the one and only entry door. To use another door is to be a robber and a thief. And note that reminds us of the passage where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So this reminds us also that to accept Jesus into our life is to enter into the door to the Father's house, the family and household of God. And coming into this door, we find safety and security, protection and peace. This too is our challenge, to make our homes the safest, the happiest place on earth for our grandchildren and people we meet along the way of our life. And the third way of looking at Jesus, the door, is what Jesus said, that He is also the door out of the sheepfold. And Psalm 23, which we recited together, tells us where Jesus, the door out of the sheepfold, leads us. Remember Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. And then You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is where the door out of the sheepfold leads us, and Jesus is with us. So, questions for our reflection. First, how do we become the door that leads into safety and security of our homes, our church home, and our community? How do we become the door into a stronger life of faith, prayer, and love for our entire household, our church family, and our community? And finally, how do we become the door out of the sheepfold to reach out to others in need by sharing the green pastures and the quiet waters, by being a rod and a staff of comfort? I leave you these questions for your reflection for this Sunday and for the rest of the week. Amen.